At 8:52, Jacksonville's morning news continues. Mayor Curry in studio with us. We'll get you another update on weather and traffic, and then into Brian Kilmeade at 9 o'clock. Now, Jacksonville's seen these high-profile gun crimes just to start 2017, but if you've lived here long enough, I mean, names may still ring in your head. Just last week, we were reliving the murder of Dreshana Davis because of one of the convicted killers and his sentence. Different story completely, but that was 12, 13 years ago now. But there have been those stories that have happened over the course of years, if you've lived in Northeast Florida long enough, that may be rallying cries, if you will, for discussions and closer looks, scrutiny on what programs, what technology may be out there, what isn't being done, what more can be done to make our community safer. It may not be affecting your neighborhood today, but it may be affecting your neighborhood next week if nothing is done. So the new technology that is likely to get on the streets, maybe as early as this summer, as the mayor was talking about, is if you will, low-hanging fruit. It's available. It's not dramatically expensive. Is it a one-time $250,000, or are there like recurring costs that come up with it? And this is where the bullets fly, and you're able to match it up with a national database. It's complicated, but that's the big picture.
Sure. So the $250,000 is the cost for the hardware. We will be evaluating with the sheriff's office what the manpower looks like. You know, and possibly they could, in the short term at least, use some of the existing resources they have. But as we take our trip to Denver and come back, this could expand in scope in terms of how we identify crime scenes, particularly where guns were used, and quickly track those things back to where those guns were used in other crimes, ultimately tracking it back to a suspect that they can find on probable cause and get them off the street.
Because of pension tying in and the big cost that we were just talking about in our prior segment, are you limited in the amount of proposals that you can really look at in some of these technology ideas and upgrades with, you know, we can't do everything that, but do you have one or two that may also be coming in the next few weeks, months that could roll out and start to make an initial impact by this summer, by this fall in Jacksonville?
Look, my top priority is public safety. I said it in my first budget when I said I was going to fund additional police officers, bring community service officers back, there were critics and naysayers that said, you're not going to be able to do that without a tax increase. I said, well, I disagree. It's about priorities, and a budget is a statement of priorities. And in two budgets, I've added 80 cops, 80 community service officers, invested in public safety equipment without a tax increase. When we get to the pension solution, when we put that thing to bed, we will certainly have more operating dollars available to invest in public safety. But look, even in a tight budget, if left with the choice between investing in public safety that's going to make us safe, or investing in other things, I'm going to reappropriate dollars to public safety always to make sure that we are a safe city. Government's top function at every level, federal, state, and local, is the safety of its people, and that's my focus.
We had the collapse of Liberty Street right along the beautiful riverfront in front of there, behind the Duval County, old Duval County Courthouse. That work is now finally beginning. Can that be a catalyst to more riverfront development going forward?
Sure. Liberty Street Coastline Drive collapsed, I believe it was 2012, was ignored for years. When I was in transition, I was elected in May of 2015, sworn in July 1. Between the swearing in, the transition, even the swearing in, I said to my team, we're going to get Coastline Drive, Liberty Street fixed. We got that in the first budget, dollars appropriated, engineering studies, and now the work has begun. Getting downtown where we can develop it, where there's prosperity, that is a step in that direction. There's also a deal now on the Laura Street Trio that's been debated for years. That is in process. Proposals on the riverfront from down and around the stadium all the way up moving towards the old courthouse. There's proposals due back on those in early March.
And to be able to see that development and to have the kind of money that may be available through the pipeline of Shad Khan, the Jaguars owner, how tricky is it to, if you will, thread the needle to ensure that there isn't one owner for all the buildings in downtown Jacksonville? Does that even worry you when you have the capital that's on the table potentially?
Look, it's a free market. I believe that government is simply a conduit to ensure that the free market has, that there's an environment that exists for the free market to thrive. We're blessed to have the Jaguars and Shad Khan here that want to not only invest in our team, but invest in our city. And the relationship between us is solid. It's good. We work together. We get things done. What I love about the relationship is when we want to move and take action, it's not just a bunch of talk and bureaucratic nonsense. We're getting things done, as you see with the amphitheater and the renovation of the club. So expect to see additional downtown development with the Jaguars organization, Shad Khan and Mark Lamping.
You're going to be at all those rock shows when all these big acts come through, Chicago and some hair bands and stuff. Is that your sort of thing or no?
I'll be at a number of them. I don't know that I'll be at all of them because I've got my wife, Molly, and my three kids at home.
Getting up early in the morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. We'll have you back again maybe before we get into budget season as well, start to talk, lay out those priorities.
Rich, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Curry.